What follows here is a brief description of the exercises of this chapter and some comments. See the textbook for all the details. That is to say, do not attempt to do the exercises based off of just these brief descriptions. A lot of details are lacking here. Number 1. Factorial. The factorial exercise is similar to the one you did last time. However, this time it asks you to do the factorial computation in a function. This is a warm-up exercise. You've already implemented the factorial code, so you only need to go through the process of making it a function and then use that function. Number 2. To upper and to lower. In this exercise, you are asked to make some functions that convert a letter from lowercase to uppercase, and conversely. It's pretty simple. If you look at the ASCII table, you should see a consistent pattern. Number 3. 3D distance. Again, the 3D distance exercise is just to give you practice writing and using functions. In this example, you write a function that computes the distance between two 3D points. The formula is given in the text. Number 4. Arctangent 2. There are some caveats with the arctangent function. Consequently, an alternative arctangent is often used. The exact details are discussed in the exercise. Your job will be to implement the arctangent 2 function based on this discussion. Number 5. Calculator. In this exercise, your job is to write an interactive calculator program with the console window as a front end. You will supply a text-based menu, which allows the user to select the mathematical function they wish to compute. When the user selects a function, the program will then prompt the user to enter the value that he wants to pass into the function as an argument. So the goal here is just for you to get practice using the standard math functions, as well as the topics covered in the last lesson. Number 6. Slot machine. The slot machine program is pretty fun. You write a text-based slot machine simulation, and in order to generate the random slots, you use a random number generator. The program also allows the player to make bets, and there are different amounts of money you can win, depending on how good of a match you get. Number 7. Binary search. In this exercise, you are asked to implement the binary search algorithm, which is described in the text. The binary search is a searching algorithm, like the linear search algorithm that was discussed in the last lecture. As you will read in the text, the binary search has the potential to be much better than the linear search. Note that we say potential, because it isn't always. For example, if the linear search finds the item on the first try, it will be better than the binary search. Do pay careful attention and really learn these searching and sorting algorithms. In almost every real-world program, you need to search and sort data in a variety of ways. Also note that the algorithms discussed here are only the tip of the iceberg. Searching and sorting algorithms are well studied, and there is a lot of literature on the topic. Number 8. Bubble sort. The bubble sort is another sorting algorithm, which you are asked to implement for this exercise. Recall that last time we looked at the selection sort. The bubble sort is usually better than the selection sort. However, it is one of the weakest sorting algorithms. As an independent research project, you may want to investigate other sorting algorithms such as the insertion sort, quicksort, heap sort, shell sort, and merge sort.